Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor.fm to get started.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
I like this music. Good evening, AfterBuzzers. We are here at the AfterBuzz TV studios giving you everything American Horror Story Season 4. I am your host for the evening, David Skifflity, joined again by the beautiful Jillian Leff.
Hi, guys. Welcome back.
Welcome back. And across the table, we have Pega Rad.
Hi, guys.
And for
Peg's Rad.
And for the first time at AfterBuzz, entertainment expert and pop culture enthusiast.
Oh, yeah. Yes,
Carrie Keegan, welcome.
Hey, buddy.
We're so happy to have you here.
I'm just really, really happy to be watching Freak Show.
I'm saying she's a horror freak herself. So
you don't know what my freaky side is.
Listen,
we don't know each other that well.
I follow you on Twitter, girl. I know what you're into. Okay, all right, okay.
Enough.
So we did episode one tonight titled Monsters Among Us. Initial thoughts, ladies.
I'm excited about this season.
I am too.
Honestly.
But did it live up to the hype, do you think?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I thought that it had all of the proper amount of freaks, which was, honestly, it was a fear of mine that they weren't going to put enough. But all the teaser trailers were all about the freaks. So I'm like, yes. My only sad part was that they didn't have the forked tongue guy from the teaser trailers. That guy wasn't in the first episode, so I'm like, okay.
We still have so many more episodes, so many more people that can show up.
There's a lot more that could happen. Some freaky shit is going down.
That can happen, which is exciting. Pega, what do you think?
I loved it, and I am terrified of the clown. Let me just say that right off the bat. Like, I already have visions. Like, it's going
to
haunt me.
We'll get to the clown.
The clown is fantastic, and after watching The Strain, by the way, I don't know if anybody's watching The Strain, but monster sucks balls so badly that when you actually got to see when the clown showed up, I'm like, yes, finally somebody knows how to make horror on TV.
Ryan Murphy does it good.
He does.
He does.
What do you think, Julie?
Until they start singing.
We'll get to that. I did love it. I really liked this first episode, you know, kind of by itself. In comparing it to other seasons, I remember being so overwhelmed the first episode of last season with so much information going on.
Yeah,
I thought that they laid it out really nicely. We're usually really overwhelmed with Ryan's and Brad's shows, I think. But I was comfortable. Like, I had a nice pace taking my notes, and I got to take it all in. You know, I was scared. I was thrilled. I was nervous. It was a little bit of everything, I think.
Was there something that stuck out that made you go,
the singing.
The singing. Everybody, the singing.
I will take the clown over the singing. And it's not that I don't like Jessica Lange. I have no issues with her voice or the choice of song. Not in my fucking horror shows, okay? That's not why I'm here.
No, it was funny. I was cruising Twitter today before just to kind of see what everyone was talking about. And I guess, you know, somebody that screened it before the actual premiere said less singing, more killing. And then I finally got it. And I have to agree, less singing, more killing.
I was happy with the amount of killing for the first episode. Thank you very much. Because a lot of people died in the first episode.
They did.
That's true.
We have this killer clown on the loose. And a lot of people died, so I'm cool with the amount of people that are dead as of yet.
Listen, I want to, guys, if you watched, if you were part of the fan coven last season, we want you to be a fan freak this season, so you can definitely use the hashtag fan freak to talk to us on and off of the show. We would love the conversation. But I really want to talk about the two guests that we had on our finale last season, Aaron and Mike, who do all of the makeup for the show.
Who have done an incredible job thus far.
Holy goodness.
That clown is going to haunt my nightmares.
Yes. But not only the clown, let's not forget the Coneheads. They are normal, everyday people. And actually, she is quite beautiful.
She is.
Person.
Naomi.
And when you see her on the show.
Pepper, right?
Pepper. Okay. She's like, I mean, I'm convinced that she does. That's a whole different person.
Yeah.
Like, they actually cast a real
it's
freak.
It's the teeth and the nose.
Everything.
And the posture.
All the prosthetics and everything and the hair.
I love it.
They do such an amazing job. And they have outdone themselves.
Yeah.
I was convinced that her eyebrows always looked like that because I couldn't remember.
I was having like weird Drew Carey show flashbacks with the blue eyeshadow.
Mimi.
We will talk about that later when we get to her singing, because they did pay homage to the music video. In that whole outfit with the eyeshadow and everything like that, and just her whole look. But let's just start off with our episode. We're taking place, we're in Jupiter, Florida, which is probably the worst place on Earth.
It's cooler than Miami.
Come on, have you been to Jupiter?
Not in the 30s.
Or the 50s? That's true. I haven't been there in the 50s, but those of you who know me from here at AfterBuzz, in my history here, I am not a fan of Florida. Not to hate on Florida, but everyone knows that all horrible things that happen in this country come from Florida. I know it's a very general statement, but you look it up. There's a lot of terrible things about Florida.
He's just really bitter about it.
Stuff happens down south, yes.
A lot of stuff. That is true. And when it happens, you're like, oh, it happened in Florida. Big surprise.
Don't generalize, man. Don't stereotype.
I can't help it. It's Florida. But we get to meet in this episode Bette and Dot right off the bat, who we don't know if they've killed their mother.
Well, we do. They definitely
but
did.
But do we?
Yeah. By the end of the episode, we do know that for
a fact. Is it confirmed for a fact, though? I mean, I know that they, as the episode goes along, they do make up some story. And then Jessica Lange recounts a story to them.
Yeah, basically Jessica Lange is trying to bust them in their lies because they're really, really bad liars because they can't even agree on the same story.
Yeah, they're like, what are you saying?
Well, they have psychic abilities. They can talk to each other.
They can talk to each other,
Which I thought was really interesting because I've never...
But Dot's grumpy.
Dot is grumpy and Bette is sweet, right? Is that what we figured out?
Well...
Yes.
We don't really know if Bette is that sweet since... She killed her mom, or so we are led to believe.
So
in
we're
these
led to believe.
We don't know what hand killed the mom. So which side?
Well, that's
is
also the other thing. Do they each have control of a hand?
That's what I was just going to say. I don't know.
Individually,
we don't know that information. We know that they share a circulatory system. We know that there's two hearts, four lungs, and
three kidneys.
One lady part.
Which could get bladder.
Let's hear with lobster hands, it could get complicated.
Well, what's her face?
Oh my god, can we just talk about lobster hands? It's my favorite part of the whole show!
We will. Bette does talk about their lady part in this episode, and she says that they are a virgin. Jessica Lange brings it up, and she says that she touches herself, and Dot closes her eyes.
Dot does not want it to happen.
She pretends that she doesn't like it,
pretends that she doesn't
she
feel
it. She secretly loves it.
You know,
she does.
I was ready for
She only likes it when the left hand is doing it.
I was ready for the sex in this show because when we saw the opening credits, they were released, you know, a week or two ago, it was really sexy. You know, there's a lot of things happening, and I think that was one of the major themes that were kind of running throughout the show is sex. And I think that that's going to have a lot to do with
Can you name a season that hasn't been
recurring. I mean, think about the opening credits as opposed to the other seasons. They're a little bit different. It's a different style. there's a lot of weird things happening. Like, there might be some masturbation going on. There
the
was
the
guy
doll
with
of the
penis
twins
leg.
Kissing.
Oh, that's
right. Yeah. Yeah, the penis leg guy. You know, so for me, I was expecting that because actually Ryan came out and said that there are, I guess, Easter eggs in the opening credits.
Oh, yeah?
But he didn't say anything about a penis leg.
No, he didn't. But maybe we'll see that. Who knows? Who knows?
Yes!
Or leg in place of a penis.
I don't even know.
It's a third leg either way.
Yeah. Third leg either way.
I mean, we've seen a two-headed woman, so there's really a lot we can see.
By the way, can we do the effects on that? That's not even makeup. The effects on her double head is outstanding.
It's pretty incredible.
I also really liked how they are kind of doing the split screen thing.
Yes.
To get each of their reactions. No, but I enjoyed it.
Like, I enjoy it too, but let's call a spade it is to save money. In effect.
They had to do something because that was going to be crazy and take so much time to try and get both of them on screen constantly.
Can you imagine playing two parts though? Because the parts are so different.
Well, if you look at
not if you're
they are very different. If you look at Bette's on the left, right? That must be like a very uncomfortable position for Sarah Paulson to be in because her head's completely like tilted the entire time.
I don't know. I mean,
should we do the rest of the show?
Okay. I feel like after a while, let's say after 14 hours of shooting and your head is tilted to the side, that could get very uncomfortable.
Do you think she knew what she was signing up for?
She's like, yes, I'll do two parts.
Yes,
wait,
what? Two parts.
Listen, she has been down for so much in this series. So I think she was just excited
she's
to be
cool
a part
to do
of it.
Whatever,
Asylum, by the way, that alone tested, I think, every ounce of her being. And now she's like, what, you want me to have two heads? Whatever. Yeah.
And before I forget, I know we're jumping around a lot, but I do want to bring up Asylum because they did mention it in this episode. Mm-hmm. Elsa and Jimmy were talking at the diner, and she basically said, you know, this is all you guys have. It's this or the Asylum. And as we know, this is a
good
prequel
catch.
To the Asylum since Pepper is in it. So this is Pepper before she was actually in the Asylum because that takes place in the 60s.
Wow.
You're good.
I did not even pick up on that.
I wrote it right down. I was like, Asylum mentioned. Let's do this.
That's good.
Yeah. So, I mean, I hope I'm not the only one that caught it, but I'm excited to see if there's anything else that's connected since we do have Pepper.
There may be other characters from Asylum that show up.
Well, I don't know. Pepper's the only one that's confirmed right now, so I think anything is possible
at
this point.
Yeah, but they don't want to confirm or deny anything because they're going to keep you watching for the entire season. Maybe James Cromwell will show back up. I don't know.
Oh, man.
I kind of picked up on kind of a reoccurring theme where back in the coven, it was like a place of refuge where the witches came and, you know, we're a family. And then here we are at the freak show. Everybody's coming and seeking refuge. All the, freaks are together. So I kind of felt like that was a reoccurring theme.
Yeah.
Family.
Yeah.
Actually,
family.
I guess all of them. All the seasons.
The Asylum, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know about Murder House.
Yeah, they were
Murder
family.
House.
Yeah, it was all family.
That's true. Okay, then.
Interesting. Good call. Yeah. Good little catch there. That's very interesting. Let's talk about the clown.
Oh, okay. Twisty, was it?
Twisty.
Twisty. Yeah. He is a murderous...
He's a thing.
I'm like trying to figure out like what he is.
He's perfect.
He is kind of perfect in a very horror film way.
He doesn't say a word. Everything is in his eyes. His eyes don't even move that much. That smile is just horrendous. It's things that nightmares are made of. He's dirty. He's just, you know, he smells.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
And he's just killing people. And what? And he's got his little bag of tricks that he brings everywhere with him.
Really upset when he can't make a little balloon animal. He like threw things. Like all over the place.
I'm very confused by him because he is running around stabbing people with scissors, right? A pair of scissors.
Is it scissors?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yes.
I think it is scissors.
I thought it was a broken pin. I really looked away at that
point. He hits
people
on the head with the pins.
Okay.
And then he stabs them with the scissors.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But he then kidnapped the girl and he kidnapped the young boy. And he's not like torturing them or anything like that.
They're just
performing. I think that he wants to have an audience. I think that he's desperate to have friends. And that's what those two are there for. Honestly.
It's horrifying.
I see that. Totally.
Every clown needs an audience.
Yeah.
And
I
so
agree.
We have to figure out why he's killing people. That's the other side of the story. But I think deep down inside, he's like a sad clown. So, like, he wants to be happy clown
now,
in front of his audience.
Do you think it's he's looking for an audience or he's looking for a family? And I'm going to jump ahead to the end of the episode when the freaks are killing the detective and the clown is watching them and he's intrigued by them.
Oh, I thought he had, like, killing FOMO. Like, he was, like, really jealous. He's like, I want to get on it.
Yeah.
Come on.
Give somebody, give me a scissor.
This is my territory.
Maybe he was just getting off on it. Maybe a little bit of, like...
Yes.
Like, better, and he's like, better you than me. This is going to confuse everyone.
I'm going to get in on that.
I mean, that's what I thought.
That was his inner monologue. See, the way that I saw it was is that he was like, oh, there's a place where I can belong.
Wow.
See, like, that warms my heart.
It did.
A little bit. Minus his, if I covered up his smile.
Yeah. Do you think that by the end of the season, he's going to have a family with the freak chef?
That's where I see his character arc going. Despite the fact that I'm terrified by clowns, and I've been scared of clowns ever since I saw the movie It as a child.
Ugh.
I can't. Mm-hmm. Except the end of that movie is ridiculous. But everything up to the end of that film is incredible.
The Poltergeist clown is the one that got me. But I'm not really afraid of clowns, but this particular one is
they took all the most horrifying things. It looks like you pointed out, Carrie, that the top of his head is someone else's head, right?
It looks like his wig. Someone else's skin as a hat he's wearing.
Yeah.
And then he's got like a very obvious smile prosthetic that's tied around his stuff. And God only knows what's happening underneath. The dirty clothes.
So dirty.
I was surprised because I usually close my eyes through most things, but I was able to watch a lot of the killing. I know last season it was really bad, like the eyeballs, the melon baller. I thought I was going to puke. He was making fun of me. Yeah. I'm the only one that's scared, vice versa. So
you at least don't scream, though. No. Oriana and Sarah scream.
Yeah. I mean, I was expecting to be scared more, I think. I went into it hearing all of these rumors from, you know, cameramen that are on set that come back and said, you have no idea, we were petrified when John Carroll Lynch is walking around in the costume. It's the scariest thing that we've ever done.
Oh my
and
gosh.
For me, I was like, it's scary, but, and I hate to say this, but, like, I'm ready for more.
It's only episode one.
See, Harry.
Now, I've seen episode two, mm-hmm. and I'm not going to spoil anything.
Please
but
don't.
All I can say is it's only episode one.
See, for me, I don't get very jumpy, and I'm not very scared of like things like that. The clown itself may frighten me, but when he stabbed the young boy with the scissors, when we get to see that for the first time, mm-hmm. I got a little jumpy, and it took me back because it was very gruesome.
Definitely like a horror movie scare tactic, you know, that...
Yes.
Yeah.
And I sort of jumped
That's a good point.
That is a good point. Okay, tell them. Steven, our engineer.
So, what if Twisty turns the kids that are captured into new attractions?
Ooh.
Which is a very interesting concept.
I mean, that could be taken many ways. He could deform them so they do become their own freak show.
Mm-hmm.
Because we know that he's capable of killing, so he's capable of anything.
I did hear a teaser that Twisty turns people into...
Is that why they call him Twisty?
So then maybe he was, like, you know, watching them and trying to take notes. Like, what are they doing over here? So when I open my freak show... You know what I mean? Like, how do they run things here so I can...
I guess I'm just excited for his backstory because in all of the stuff that I had read before this, they said that not only were there going to be physical freaks on the show, but also mental freaks. So, like, I want to know what happened in his past because they always develop these amazing backstories to the characters and we do eventually get to find out. We might have to wait a little bit,
mm-hmm.
like, in every season. But we do find out, so... I mean, I can't wait to hear about his childhood.
His daddy was really mean to him.
Yeah. Like, a lot of daddy issues. I'm going to say a lot of mommy issues. I'm going to say a lot of just issues.
No, because I feel like this is not mommy issues, because he's obviously keeping these kids for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's something deeper there like he's not killing them.
Right.
So yeah. I feel like mommy issues, he probably would have offed them already. Mm-hmm. Daddy issues, then he's like, he still has mommy love that he's willing to give. So this is, I feel like this is going to be a gruesome and wonderful journey that we're on with this.
As far as gruesome and wonderful journeys go, Jimmy and his mama, the bearded lady.
Jimmy Darling!
Jimmy Darling.
By the way, just for the record, this kid has, like, hit the payload on acting roles for, like, the four seasons that he's been on. He's been able to do everything awesome that, like, any kid would ever want to do, ever.
And then snag a girlfriend out of it, too, right? Yeah. Fiance now, Emma Roberts.
Oh, fiance now, yeah.
So they'll be on the show eventually together. She's set to appear a little bit later in the season.
Do you think that they worked on those lobster claws together?
Babe, I really got to practice this role.
I need to understand what these can do for real.
So, what's his mom's name? Ethel.
Ethel.
Okay, Ethel's the bearded lady, and he is the lobster boy. Jimmy's the lobster boy. And we find out that she is a drunkard that Elsa found and saved her from that. We still don't know how Jimmy comes to pass.
Well, I think I know, but I don't want to spoil it for the viewers because I read the character descriptions. So hopefully that'll be revealed next week. But we do definitely know where he came from.
Okay, we do find out who his dad is.
Yeah, because that character has not been introduced yet.
Okay, so that's good.
So, sorry, the part where Elsa goes and gets her from the jail. Mm-hmm. She's wearing all white. All the other scenes, she's wearing red, so kind of satanic. She's carrying that bag that has the Satan on there, right?
Okay.
So why do you think she's wearing white in that one? It's something I thought of, and I was like, does that mean something? Is she...
Well, I'm thinking maybe she was the first.
Okay.
Because we find out what Elsa does is she reads the local papers, and she looks at any unusual happenings. So, you know, I bet there was something written about a bearded drunk lady being arrested, just like there was a story about, you know, Bet and Dot, you know, I read.
Right.
So maybe she was the first of the freak show. Who knows? Maybe. She's always wanted to be a star. Elsa's always wanted to be a star. And this might be her shot. She's always looking for the next big thing, the next meal ticket that's going to carry her and bring the audience in so she can shine.
Yeah.
I'll cheer you about it. She should have been a star.
Yeah, and we'll get to Elsa. We'll get to her in a minute, but I really want to talk about Jimmy's wandering hands.
Oh, I mean, I think it's great. Like, who would have thought? He's pleasuring housewives at Tupperware parties.
Well, we see him in the diner at the beginning of the episode, and
he's got mittens on.
He does have mittens on, and he's flirting with the waitress.
Right.
And Elsa sort of shames him.
She has to keep him in line.
Yes, of course.
Doesn't want to lose him.
Yeah,
he's hers. God, that's it. She's territorial, like any girlfriend would be, except it's not that relationship. You know, it's like, you're mine.
Right.
Let's go.
Well, and she also knows that if he tries to sort of go off and be normal, that she's going to lose one of her best
attractions.
Performers, attractions.
But he's also the one that goes out into the public and sort of gets the girls to come in and all that. So almost like a concierge. She's going to lose it. She's going to lose the host of the show.
Well, I guess of all the oddities in the show, his is the least concealable.
The least concealable?
Or the most. The most. Yeah. That's what I meant to say.
For sure.
Right?
Absolutely.
And he's so cute.
Yeah.
You know, and there's that, yeah.
I was actually surprised because Ethel was introduced as Elsa's right-hand woman, yet she's going behind Elsa's back. You know, she's rooting for her this entire episode, and then there's that scene in the trailer with her son where we find out that he's actually doing these Tupperware parties on the sly and paying her bills.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but prostitution is illegal.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, but, you know, Mama's on board,
and
so.
Obviously,
was it illegal in 1952?
Ethel doesn't want him to have to split the profits. This is not, I mean, Elsa does not deserve his money for his hand jobs.
But yeah, she doesn't want to leave the freak show because he's like, we can have a better life if we leave. We don't need this. And she's like, no, we must stay.
He can finger the world.
Yeah. So.
Well, the thing is, you have to think about it. They've been in Jupiter for 3 months now, and they haven't had any business. They have no money. So they have to find a way to make money. Right. Somehow they would have been getting paid had they had business.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're living pretty luxuriously for not getting paid.
Elsa is, for
yeah.
sure.
Yeah.
The rest of them are in crappy little tents.
Well, Ben Dots was nice, too.
Well, they're new.
They're the stars.
And they're, yes. And they even specify the size of your tent is... related to how big of a star you are in the show.
Oh.
They specifically said that in the episode.
I did see a History of Freak Shows documentary recently.
Was it that black and white movie called Freaks?
No. No, and they... It was not. But they... I don't remember what it was called. I'll try and figure it out. But they... Originally, the Freak Shows did have... the higher billing stars, the Siamese twins, the tall man, the strong man, the tattoo man, and the bearded lady were usually the biggest stars of the show.
So what you're saying is I need to grow a beard.
Grow a beard.
That's like
that
a lot
twin.
You guys want to do.
Or
That's
get a lot hard. Of tattoos.
No.
I would totally do that. What are you guys going to do? Yeah. I'm going to have a beard and tats, because that's trending right now.
Oh, yeah. There you go.
Well, I'm really good at the limbo, so maybe I can contort. Who
Ooh.
Knows?
There you go.
I actually have a kind of... I'm double jointed.
In
okay.
that one
so my
finger?
Finger goes
you guys
like
can be a double
jointed.
Oh!
There's
a freak among us!
Oh, my God!
Yeah.
Kind of weird.
And I then used it to locks be able to do stuff, but I can't do anything anymore.
Stop doing it. It's
great. Yeah, I know.
I'm
yeah.
sorry.
That's cool. Can you guys have, like, a partnership? Can you guys
yeah,
do
maybe.
A thing?
We can be a dual act.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do it.
There you go.
I showed a little bit of contorting when Jessica Lange was watching the video to remind...
the weird porn.
The candy striper.
Yeah.
The candy striper. So let's get into Elsa. Elsa's a mean, mean lady.
Is she mean...
I think so.
I don't know
if she's necessarily mean, but she definitely has a chip on her shoulder.
Yeah, she wants to be a star.
Right.
And she's not getting that.
And
right.
we do find out in this episode that she had a cabaret act.
Mm-hmm.
She's German.
Yes.
She's very difficult to understand.
Eyeshadow.
Yeah, and
amazing eyeshadow. Just blue garage doors.
Yep. Yes. I read somewhere that her character is actually after Marlene Dietrich, which was an German
yeah.
Dietrich, sorry. Mm. An actual German show performer back in the 50s.
Yes.
Okay. So
well, he does like to pull Ryan does like to pull from history. I mean, we see it all the time.
Miss Dietrich did not have missing legs.
No. I don't believe
so.
No. But it is nice to know that she is a champion. Now, I guess now we know why she is such a champion for the freaks and sticks up for them so much because...
She calls them monsters, though.
Yeah. Well...
Yeah, but that's another thing that I find so fascinating is, like, when she calls them monsters or mm-hmm. her freaks, whatever, it's with so much love.
Yeah.
But when anyone else calls them freaks... They're like, they recoil and kind of get pissed off. And I just love that because that is so about where our world is right now. You have to, it's all about context, not...
Yep.
You can call somebody a lot of horrible things, but if it's in the right context, if it's coming out of love,
yeah.
you can call anybody anything you want.
And she does have her favorites, too. I mean, we meet Mon Petite, who is the world's smallest woman, which she's absolutely adorable.
Oh.
I found out tonight that she's 20 years old, which I didn't even know that. You know... I think that Elsa Fräulein, it's like her little child.
Fräulein Elsa.
Yeah, yeah. And she really wants to take care of these people as long as they don't cross her.
Well, duh.
She does have a lot of love for everybody in her show.
Well, I think she also appreciates
wonderful.
That they are her business as well. And as long as they're coming, then people will come to see her.
This is episode one. I mean, things might flip real quick.
That's
she
true.
Might have, you know, ulterior motives.
But she did go into what we're seeing is she does go to any lengths to keep the business going because they're getting threatened to be kicked out. And she, I'm assuming.
Didn't she sleep with the guy?
Sexy time,
Tim.
They did imply that, didn't
yes.
they?
They did. Where's
but,
the schnapps?
You know, the only thing that makes me a little upset about this whole thing is that I feel like her character from this season and her character from the last two seasons are not that far off.
They are similar.
And mm-hmm. Kathy Bates, you know, there were, like, essences of her from last season as well, and... I think that I was hoping that if you're going to keep the same characters, that they will all change drastically.
Same actors.
Yeah, well, yeah, sorry. And I don't see enough of that change happening. And so I'm hoping that, okay, we'll get, at some point we'll get through this season and maybe something drastic will happen. But if that doesn't happen, that next season, if they're going to keep the same people, which I hope they do because they're fantastic actors,
right,
that they swap it completely. Like, I want to see Jessica Lange in a really vulnerable, fucked yes. up place. Like, I want to see her almost being the one that's being taken control of. Mm-hmm. Because she's always the one that's the boss lady.
It's true.
I mean, it was flipped in Asylum. It just took half the season for them to flip it.
Right, but that same dynamic is happening in this season. You can already see where she's flawed. You thought she was, and now she's going to be. And so there's that in. But I want to see her in a completely different role.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Well, something new of this season that we haven't seen from Jessica Lange is her singing.
Ooh.
So
are we going to get to that about now?
We are yeah. getting into that right now because
I'm happy
saw the
with
segue.
That they chose an old. It is a Bowie song, right?
It is a Bowie song. It is Life on Mars from 1971, which is the one thing that I'm unhappy about. I don't care if they're going to sing whatever. Have at it, but at least choose
you
a
and
song.
I are going to fight about that, period. I will cross this table.
At least choose a song from the time period. It's 1952, and she's singing a song that came out in 1971.
Wow.
Oh, well, you're going to be really disappointed for the rest of the season.
Does that mean that there's more singing?
More singing.
Uh-huh. And I want to stab my eyes out.
Okay,
remember that eye scene you were talking about?
Yeah.
I'd like to take $1 million and pull my eyes out.
Oh. Now, do we think that Ryan Murphy is feeling a lot of things because Glee is ending?
Obviously.
Doesn't
but
want
don't
to say goodbye.
Put that on me.
Yeah.
I'm a horror fan. I want a freak show. And
right.
if you're going to do weird circusy crap, then do weird circusy crap because at least that's awesome and it's in the vein of what you're doing. But this makes me really angry and I'm going to really hate it.
Well,
I don't want singing like this and just wait till the next episode, you guys.
Oh, boy.
You have to think about it from an
it's
audience
insulting.
Member's perspective that's going to the freak show. When you go to the freak show, right, you're going to see a sort of, like, a show, right? Mm-hmm. And if you don't have some aspect of, like, quote-unquote real entertainment, people in the 50s might have gotten bored.
No, you're absolutely right.
Right?
There needs to be singing. And,
there has
and
to
I
be
also
something.
Think you're right where it should have been of that time
yes.
period.
But can we also,
yeah.
like, amp it
and
up 10
not.
Notches
and
have Stevie Nicks roll out
oh,
and
yeah.
twirl and sing
there
her song instead? Because I'd much rather have that
can
since she was in it last
season. Can we bitch a little
season.
Bit about that, too? What the fuck was that last season?
Stevie Nicks.
I love
opening.
Stevie Nicks.
Yeah.
Not that. I didn't want to see that. I wanted something epically awesome. I didn't want an actual music video in my
yeah,
world.
It was sort of a music
it
video.
Was.
Yeah.
I loved
yeah,
it.
Yeah, it was. It was.
You loved it.
I loved it.
I think
I
a lot of
Stevie
people
Nicks.
Were happy to see her. I was very happy yeah. to see her being a part of it,
mm-hmm.
at, you know, more than just the song usage or whatever, but
right.
I wanted her to be a part of it, not just...
Well, they've,
yeah.
so they've had musical stars. Patti LaBelle is going to be on this season. She is going to be introduced eventually as Gabourey Sidibe's mother.
Oh,
She's not singing, I don't think, but again, they're still filming the episodes right now, so anything is possible.
She has to sing. She
I
has
mean,
to.
I would love to hear her sing. I would. Mm-hmm. I don't know where she fits in the storyline specifically, but I do know that she was cast and confirmed. And, you know, it's something that we have to look forward to, which is really nice. And don't get me wrong, Jessica Lange's voice was pretty. I enjoyed it.
It was whatever.
I just didn't think that it needed to be there. I would have loved to see another murder.
Can I just talk about her Dumb and Dumber suit?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so like? In the music video for Life on Mars, I keep wanting to say Life of Mars. Life on Mars, David Bowie does wear powder blue suit with the
okay.
white shirt and the big blue garage doors.
And her
has,
name
like,
is Elsa
big
Mars,
blonde.
Guys.
Yeah.
Hello.
So, it all, I mean, it all kind of fits in.
It.
Whatever.
Fits into the 70s.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just not to 1952, which is what made me mad.
I think that it just doesn't fit into American Horror Story.
It's
yeah.
hard.
Period.
I know, it's hard.
I would take that scene out and put it anywhere else, anywhere. Like, make it its own music video.
Yeah.
Jessica Lange rocked it.
Right.
I thought David Bowie's
Extra.
Song was done very well. All of that is cool. Don't put it in my show!
I agree. It's nice to have it maybe in the first episode. We don't necessarily need to see it again.
Mm-hmm. Don't worry. Yeah. You won't see that again.
Wait till you see
the next episode.
Something else.
I know.
Amazing.
Now there's going to be singing probably every single episode.
Nice. And Patti LaBelle's in episode 2.
Oh. Well, guys, we have something to look forward to in episode
2. We do have something to look forward to. And we do find out also that Elsa has 2 missing legs from the knee down.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Which was, I thought, a great way to sort of end the first episode because you thought that she was this hard boss lady and that she was controlling everything when really you find out, this is where you find out that she's got all her flaws and she's a freak just like her freaks, her little monsters.
Yeah.
Wait, do you think that little monster thing is an ode to Gaga? Do you think that's what that's happening? Do you think that's what Ryan Murphy was doing?
I hope not.
I hope not. Did you just think of that right now?
Yeah, little monsters.
My little monsters.
She does do that.
Jesus.
She calls them
it
that.
It might be possible.
Oh.
It is Ryan Murphy.
Do you think Gaga will appear on...
Oh, boy.
What Doubt it. She's pushing her new album with Tony Bennett.
Yeah.
She's busy.
Oh, she's busy doing something completely different.
Yeah, totally different.
Thank goodness.
Thank goodness gracious.
But that's pretty much our episode, right?
Well, we meet Dandy and Gloria Mott, too, which I was loving because it was funny. So, remind me of the actress's name.
Frances Conroy.
Frances Conroy. All right. So, Frances Conroy obviously plays hoity-toity, much like Myrtle Snow.
Oh, my gosh. She's the greatest
Myrtle.
She plays hoity-toity better than anybody.
Yes. She's
it's so good.
Absolutely
she's
lovely.
So good.
And we meet Dandy, played by Finn Wittrock, and he is just... David's going to wear his hair like that next episode.
I
you
will.
Have to. You
I will wear my hair
tonight.
Like that next
yes.
week. Had I known in advance, I would have done it.
Do you think
it.
You can do it? Your hair is definitely long enough.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Totally long enough.
I'll be able to do it.
Yeah.
So tune
but
in next
we see,
week.
We see them, and they are watching the freak show. They are the sold-out show that they keep talking about. And Dandy wants one of the freaks. So he goes to buy it, and they say no. And the only thing I was thinking the entire time, and I said this when we were screening it, I wanted her to just walk out and scream Balenciaga in her red. Because this, I'm just, like, waiting for the conflict to happen, because I know that they're going to be back. This is not going to be. They're throwing around money.
Well, a lot of money, too, for the time. $15,000?
Yeah. That's a lot.
To buy
then.
Free. Yeah.
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 To buy like a
so
person.
Appropriate and politically correct. I want it now.
Yeah. Well, I said it's very Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah.
Which
he's such a little asshole.
But I think he really he's is. In love with them.
He's. I think he's enamored.
I think he's.
Why?
Well, yeah,
why
he's fascinated.
He's fascinated.
Just by the way that he looked at them when they panned to his face. They showed the Siamese twins, then they panned to him, and he just was so excited and. Pulled up his, like, binoculars, which completely unnecessary,
yeah,
but great.
Yeah, they're, like, 2 feet away.
Oh, imagine if he becomes an investor in the show.
Oh,
imagine
and
if
it's
he
because
wants to marry
him.
One of the Siamese twins.
You can't marry one. Can you?
I
have
know.
One vagina.
I don't know.
I'm sort of invading
know.
Them. Could the other one, could Dot, like, accuse him of rape if
oh
they got married? Like, how does that work?
Wow.
I don't No.
He has to marry both of them.
But you can't marry two people.
Well, there needs to be a law. Maybe they can only do it in Utah.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Maybe. Lord have mercy.
We'll figure it out. Uh-huh.
Did anybody else notice how they were stabbing the detective? And it was kind of how they stabbed Mr. Axeman last season, the coven.
Oh.
That
oh, yeah.
Stabbing where they just wouldn't stop. And you're like, you can't watch, but you can.
Yeah, I was too busy looking at Twisty.
It's brutal.
I was writing things down. I missed the whole thing.
But it was really bad. And again, it's just like they're going to do anything to protect themselves and them as a group, regardless of what Elsa has to do with it, because she was completely unaware that this was even happening. So yet again, they have a couple more days before somebody goes looking for the detective.
Oh, yeah.
And then that's that.
Got to protect the family.
Yeah. I don't know. I like what's
it's
going on
It's going to
turn
into
so
the
far.
Godfather.
I
That's
do too.
What
oh my God.
Family comes first. Family comes first. Do you have any news and gossip?
You know what? There has been so many things going on that I don't want to talk about news and gossip yet because I think that we're going to find out a lot of what I'm going to talk about in the next show. And I know that all of our fans... You guys are so loyal. We love you. And I know that you really don't like spoilers. So I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
I think that we should opt out this week.
Okay.
I'll have some news and gossip next week. But shall we predict?
Yeah, let's jump into predictions.
Okay. Cool.
Oh. Oh. Oh, predictions.
It's getting fancy in here. Now, Carrie, I want to start with you, but I want to get your season predictions.
Oh, no.
As opposed to...
Yeah.
Since you already seen next episode.
Yeah, and I'm not going to spoil it for anybody.
What do you think...
No passing notes, you guys.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Well, you got on a date with me, check. Yes.
Maybe.
Season-wise, what do you think is going to be happening?
Oh, God.
The whole season?
Well, what would you like to see happen? Maybe choose a character and...
I want that fork tongue guy from the trailer to come.
Okay.
That's what I predict.
That he's going to be my new boyfriend.
The lizard man?
Lizard man.
What I'm hoping will happen, which probably won't happen, but what I was getting at earlier is that I hope Elsa sort of... I hope she changes a lot from being the very control freak that she is. I hope that that whole thing just gets pulled out right from under her. And I see there has to be an addition to a lot. There needs to be more freaks.
Yeah.
They're going to add in some more people. She's going to keep collecting them as the season goes on. So maybe there's hope for my lizard man. You probably have some more insight.
Yeah, what are you thinking?
Okay, Pega, let's go.
I think something bigger, someone bigger is going to come and...
Like Axeman.
Axeman or something else that's going to either threaten the freak show, besides the guy that was trying to kick him out. Mm-hmm. Somebody bigger. Maybe it's... who's the guy that's trying to buy it or wants... Or might buy it?
Oh, Dandy.
Dandy. Something's going to come and put the whole freak show at jeopardy. And then that's where we're going to see, like, Elsa's weakness or maybe her evil. Maybe she'll become super evil.
Maybe it's the clown.
Maybe it's the clown. What if the clown reveals himself and he's like, I don't know. There's so much.
Oh, but wait, we still have a bunch of characters that we know for a fact are in this season that have not been introduced yet. So obviously there's going to be some serious, some shit's going down.
Michael
you guys.
Chiklis.
Angela Bassett.
Angela Bassett.
He's the strong man. Everybody knows this already. He's going to be the strong man. She's going to be the woman with three boobs.
Triple boob woman.
Yay!
All right. Angela Bassett is that. I saw that today and I was like, she's got three boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Weird. And the pictures they released, look, I mean, that cleavage is like a W.
Yeah.
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 Yes.
It's crazy.
It is kind of crazy. I'm excited to see that.
So, Jigglypuff. I think, I mean, I love Sarah Paulson, so I am hoping that Bet and Dot turn on each other. Since they have opposite personalities,
They kind of already did, though, because Dot stabbed Bet already trying to kill her. So will they revisit that, you
think? Well, I'm thinking that one is going to try to do something to the other because... So they share the same heart, right? So if their heart stops...
No, they have
two
hearts.
Two different hearts.
Two different hearts.
Four lungs.
Okay.
But they share a circulatory system.
And they share a kidney.
So, like, when she was smoking, the other one can blow it out.
Right.
So,
I mean, I know that it's going to cause a ton of conflict over the season just because they're so in different places about the freak show. Yeah, they don't want to go with Dandy and Gloria, but staying here, you know, I think that...
One of them's going to fall in love. One of them is
going to
have sex.
I mean, Dot wants out of everything. She's also pissed about her mom. Like, there are just a lot of things going on. And I mean, even... I don't have a sister, but I have a brother. And I can't imagine, you know, just a normal sister-sister relationship. They argue about enough stuff, but they're attached.
Like, you can never escape.
Yeah, so I'm hoping that we see more of that. I also heard a rumor that Neil Patrick Harris might be involved.
Really?
Today I heard that. So I hope so. He's very interested and he's openly spoke out about it.
Will he be the character from Gone Girl?
I hope
he will probably be singing.
Yikes. Yikes. But I am excited and I hope that that happens. David, predict.
Okay. The only thing I can think of as of right now is that I know... I have a feeling that Bet and Dot's true natures are going to flip from what we think they are.
Okay.
So I have a feeling that Bet is going to end up being like a crazy psychopath. And Dot is going to be the one who's the sweet one. And Dot is going to end up being the one who falls in love.
Okay.
And I have a feeling it's going to be with Lobster Man, with Jimmy, just because of what she said in her diary. She said that she was, when they were talking, Bet talked about how excited she was to be in the limelight, blah, blah, blah. And Dot was like, all these freaks. It's disgusting. But there is a ray of light. So that is like the one thing that I'm thinking as of right now. And I think that the clown twisty might be the demise of the freak show, even though I know that he wants to be part of it.
Okay.
I want to watch Rob Zombie walk through the center of this show.
That's my prediction.
Rob Zombie comes. Now, Carrie, I know you have a charity that you work with called Skyballs.
Wow, we're just going right there.
We're going right there.
From Twisty to Skyballs.
Yes, well, this is very important for anybody that has a boy in their life that they care about.
A boy?
A boy.
Okay.
Skyballs is it's a charity raising money and awareness for male cancer.
Testicular cancer?
All kinds of male cancer.
Okay.
Prostate cancer, testicular cancer, and breast cancer. And the thing is that men, unlike women, where we're all talking about breast cancer, we all talk about like, hey, have you checked your stuff? Hey, I found this thing. Is there anything? We all discuss it. But guys, if you feel something weird happening, you guys don't talk about it. And then you like refuse to go to the doctor and it's all stupid. Well, testicular cancer is, I think it's like almost 100% curable if it's caught early. And you guys don't like to talk about it, so you don't go and get it checked out, and then it becomes too late, and that's why people die. That's why the men die. So anyway, we're trying to raise funds and raise awareness. We're trying to build this gigantic air balloon in the shape of testicles to fly over all kinds of festivals that you guys can take a ride in the giant sky.
All testicles!
Yes, it is all that kind of a wonder. Talk about freak show. There it is.
It is. That's really wonderful. I had a friend when he was 25, got diagnosed with testicular cancer. So it is one of those things that, like, it is great to bring awareness because it is something that men don't talk about.
They need to. It's not that big a deal.
It is not that big of a deal.
Just get checked.
And you know what? Touch up. Feel up the one you love. I think that's how this works. You guys can find it as well. Like, women can take a big part in it. But it's all about the guy being, I guess, man enough to just admit that there's something wrong with your balls.
Yeah. Right.
And go get them checked out.
And go get them checked.
It's
and to get checked for prostate. Get your prostates checked and check your boobies.
And if you guys want to participate in the Skyballs, you can go. It's hashtag Skyballs or hashtag Let's Build Skyballs. And you can donate $1. You can donate $1,000. We're just trying to raise awareness. And so, like, flying balls is going to be the best way to sort of show everybody that they need to look at their own.
Is there
balls.
A website?
Yeah, it's a male cancer awareness charity.com, I think. But if you go on anything and just type in hashtag Skyballs, you'll find it.
Okay.
What a way to end the show with some balls.
Right?
Some balls. Let's do it.
I love it. Well, thank you guys for joining us, Carrie. It was a pleasure
thank
to have you,
for you
here.
Thank you for breaking my AfterBuzz cherry.
We'd love to have you back. Pega will be back with us on the 22nd.
Because Peg's bad.
Because Pega is rad. Julie, thank you for coming back with me.
Oh, no problem.
Sarah and Oriana will be back as well next week. And from everyone here at the AfterBuzz TV studios.
Well, you're wrapping it up quick.
I know.
Carrie, where can we find you? On
everything
social media.
Is at Carrie Keegan. Everything.
Okay.
Pega, where are you at?
Instagram and Twitter at Pegarad.
Awesome. I am on Instagram and Twitter at Jillian Leff or on Facebook at Jillian Leff Official.
And I am on Twitter and Instagram at You Can Call Me Skiff.
All right, now we're done.
And now we are done. Thank you for joining us. We will see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.